This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I-Y. I've asked you guys for some advice in the past, and I'm just not getting the advice I need. And I'm going to open the question back up because I don't think I am the most perfect parent in the world. I don't. I think I'm damn good. I think I am an amazing mama. But I'm not perfect. And so, you know, a few days ago we were in Baltimore and D.C., and we're with the kids, and, you know, the kids, they didn't really get on my nerves like they usually do when we're on a trip. I travel really well with the family because I miss them so much. You know, I work so much that I never, you know, would think of, you know, going to a conference or going on a vacation or whatever without them. You know, so I drag their butts along. Now that the kids are older, they're like, do I really have to, you know, come on, Mom, I want to hang out with my friends. You know, but because I had a conference in Baltimore and then we were going to go to D.C., they're like, okay, we'll go. After we finish school, we'll fly out. We'll meet you there with Dad and, you know, because Dad flew him out. So good. Okay, so we're going along fine. Everything's fine. And then this Residence Inn, we stayed at a Residence Inn. I like Residence Inn because you get free breakfast. You know, it's so expensive now to, you know, when you're traveling to feed the kids. Right? Because you've seen my boys. I mean, they're teenagers and they eat. So we'll pick a hotel that comes with free breakfast. And you can now drop easily 50, 60 bucks for breakfast. Right? Eggs and ham is now what? $10 dish. It's ridiculous. So anyway, so we got free breakfast and all that. But this Residence Inn had an indoor pool. And the kids, the night before we left, wanted to go swimming in the indoor pool. And I was like, oh, I don't think it's a good idea because the clothes are going to be wet. And we only have a 50-pound limit, some airlines 40-pound limit with the suitcases. So we only have one suitcase. You guys brought carry-ons, which was really stupid to do because now we're going to have wet clothes and we're going to go over the 50 pounds. Okay, no, Mom, just, you know, please. Okay, that's what I keep getting from the kids. Mom, please. So the kids go swim. I do it too, and I just wear some shirt and shorts because I didn't pack a bathing suit. And unfortunately, Residence Inn does not allow a nude swimming, any nude swimming activities in their hotel. So I wore, you know, shirt and pants. Not that I'd swim nude with the kids. That's ridiculous. But anyway, so now we have all this wet clothes. So we go to sleep. Next morning, we're getting ready to fly back to Vegas, and nobody is picking up the wet clothes. Like, guys, we got to check out. We got to go. You guys want to run over to Mount Vernon, or if we want to run and see the Virginia Air and Space Museum, we got to bounce. So move tushies, let's go. Nobody's picking up the wet clothes. So I steal one of those laundry bags that you have in the hotel rooms, right? Those laundry bags. You know where, like the dry cleaning. Have any of you guys ever done dry cleaning in any of these hotels? I don't, because I just don't want anybody cleaning my underwear, you know. It just bothers me. Okay, you know, okay. I don't want people to know that I wear Hanes Herway or Playtex 36-hour bras. It's embarrassing. I like to kind of keep that under wraps. So I don't want people in the hotel cleaning my underwear. So I borrow the bag with every intention to go back to D.C. and bring the bag back. And I decided to put the clothes in that because I didn't want wet clothes to mess up my pillow and everything else and my computers and my bag. So what I do is I wrap it up, and I expect one of the kids to figure out to put it in his carry-on because it's too heavy for my suitcase. All right? Well, the older one just leaves it there. The younger one was smart. He went potty. So the younger one always hides in the bathroom, even if he doesn't have to go. Okay, so he hides in the bathroom. I used to do that as a kid, hide from my mom. So the older one, I go, well, what are you going to do with this? I don't know. And it starts to cop a toot. And I'm like, look, you need to pack this. And he just walks away. He goes, wait, Mom, I'm busy. Okay, and what's he busy doing? He's dealing with a stupid computer and his stupid, chargers. So now I start to open up a can of whoop-ass. Okay, now I'm getting mad. And I'm like, okay, I am sick and tired. If you guys are not listening to me, I told you not to get wet clothes from the pool. Now they're sitting there. I can't pack the stuff up. We got to go. And I start getting mad. And instead of my son, the older one, who you would think, right, you know, because he's still a teenager, all right, and I still support him. He still lives under my roof. You would think he'd be like, yes, Mom, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'm on it. He doesn't do that. My kids never tell me, I'm on it, I got it. Right, leave it to me. You just relax. Put your feet up, Mom. I got this. Kids don't do that. If he did, if he said any of those, I'm on it. I got it. I love you, Mom. You work too hard. I appreciate you. It would have been fine. Instead, he goes, why don't you do it? Oh, hell no. All right. I don't care what floor we're on. In what hotel or motel or inn or what city, I started screaming. And I go, you pick it up, blah, blah, blah. They wouldn't do it. So I'm like, you know what? Give me your car keys. You lost your car, which was my car, by the way. He wouldn't do it. I'm trying to now institute a punishment. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't give me his car keys. So now I'm really mad. So I grab his bag and I start looking for the car keys. Now he had it stuck in his pocket. So I'm now in his bag looking for his car keys. Now, how do you think I looked in his bag? Do you think I very carefully took the clothes and took the things out of there to look and locate the keys in a very calm manner? Oh, hell no. I was throwing stuff all over the place. And if I'm going to throw something, I might as well throw it at him because he's making me mad. So he's standing there getting clothes and underwear and socks chucked at him while I'm trying to find his key. And now my husband comes out. He was also in the bathroom. I don't know how two people were in the bathroom at the same time, but I guess he and the younger kid were trying to hide so they didn't have to pack up in the bathroom. So he finally comes out of the bathroom going, what the heck is going on? Right now, we're almost at the 11 a.m. checkout time. It's like 10:59, and there was crap all over the place. I'm trying to find his car key, all because he told me to do it. So here's my question to you. Was I right, or was I right? Maybe I'm a better parent than I think. 1-877-JOLLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused house household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. While we are watching and holding our breath with what's going on with Hurricane Irma, it is National Blood Donation Week. And if you want to help and you want to do something, please consider donating blood. With National Blood Donation Week, we have at least 40 states that have declared state blood donation days, including New Jersey, Maryland, Vermont. We're supposed to be hearing from Massachusetts today. We have governors throughout the United States, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, Pennsylvania, Iowa, South Dakota, everybody kind of getting together to, you know, make sure that we keep our hospitals and our blood centers supplied. And September 8th is National Blood Donation Day. This is National Blood Donation Week between the 4th through the 10th. And I'm going to be donating blood in the next couple hours. I'm going to be doing it on News 3. It's going to be great. I've never passed out. Donating blood is really easy. And so I'm going to do it on air. And, yeah, I shaved my arms. You know, yeah, because my arms are a little hairy. So I shaved my arms, you know, because I'm going to be on camera. And I got a really nice, juicy vein. I've been drinking a lot of water and trying to bone up to do my blood donation. You lose a pound, by the way, when you donate blood. Yeah, that's why you can't be 110 pounds, less than 110 pounds when you donate blood. I just barely qualify. Okay, so anyway, so we won't go there. So, and yeah, you lose a pound, so I cannot wait to weigh myself tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. But it's easy to do. It never hurts me because, you know, United Blood Services and American Red Cross and, you know, Central Jersey Blood Center, these people, they rock. They know exactly how to go right in to get that vein. They know what they're doing. So please consider donating blood. Go to drdahlia.com. If you can't donate blood, if you don't mind, please thank you know, your local governor, if you can, for proclaiming a state blood donation day. And after you thank him, consider going to your boss and asking if you guys could hold a drive. With what's happening with Hurricane Harvey and now with Hurricane Irma, any people that were routinely donating blood, and remember, we only have less than 10% of the American population that donates blood, even though almost 40% are eligible, less than 10% do. So that means those do-gooders that are currently evacuating are unable to get where they need to go to do what they need to do with, you know, in terms of donating blood. They can't do that. So we in Nevada and Illinois and Iowa and New Mexico and Hawaii, we need to help out. So what is going on with Hurricane Irma? All right. The Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos are bracing now for impact. If you have ever been to those islands, they are absolutely gorgeous. And these islands are pretty resilient and they're pretty used to hurricane winds. However, the buildings, right, and the inhabitants might not be prepared for this Category 5 storm with 185 mile per hour winds. We are being told right now close to 1 million people are without power in Puerto Rico. 8 people died on the French part of Saint Martin. We're also being told that the death toll has now hit 10 before Irma has made major impact with an island. And so we're expecting that death toll to rise. They say that 95% of the properties have been destroyed on Saint Martin and Barbuda. Officials say at least 8 people died on the French part of Saint Martin. If you've ever been to Saint Martin, they have the Dutch side and the French side. Both sides are cool. Both sides are awesome. My father has a timeshare. He bought a timeshare early on. That was early on when you could get a timeshare and you didn't have all the extra fees. You just paid a flat amount. It was great back then. So anyway, he got a killer deal on it. I have no idea if 95% of the properties have been destroyed. I have no idea what's going on with that. Barbuda suffered absolute devastation, barely habitable, with more than 90% of dwellings completely destroyed. A child was killed. 60% of the population left homeless in Barbuda. Residents of the territory of Anguilla said the island is, quote, utterly devastated. And it looked like there was a nuclear bomb devastation. They say shocking videos have emerged. Remember, we couldn't see a lot of it in the middle of the storm. Now that the storm has passed and the sun has come up, you're seeing cars everywhere. You're seeing trees completely demolished. You're seeing boats in disarray. You're seeing flooding. It does not look good. France, Netherlands, Britain have sent water, emergency rations, and now, of course, America, Red Cross is mobilized, Catholic Charities, United Blood Services, everybody, and Salvation Army, everybody is, in preparation. And, you know, keep in mind, we're still recovering from Harvey. We're still trying to get everybody's lives back together with Harvey. So, we'll keep you guys posted on the path and where it's projected to hit. Keep in mind, they say that Hurricane Irma probably takes about a span of close to 300 miles. Yet from east to west coast, not talking the panhandle, but you know, Florida from east to west coast, it's, I think, what, 150 miles or 160, 170? So this storm can basically engulf all of Florida. And people are saying, yeah, but the eye is not going to maybe hit. It doesn't matter. Even if the eye is nearby, the storm surge, the waves, pretty rough. We're also keeping an eye on Jose, which is a hurricane that is coming kind of after it. We don't think it's going to make landfall, but we're watching that very closely because depending on the Gulf Stream, it could stay put. And we don't want anything to feed into Irma. Okay, we want Irma to weaken and then go the hell away. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Right now, they're expecting this to just ride up all along that coast of Florida, going up into Georgia, South Carolina, and so it's not looking good at all. Now, they are talking about in Daily Mail why Hurricane Irma became the perfect storm. They said a perfect storm of climatic conditions turned Hurricane Irma into the monster that it is. There was unusually warm water in the Atlantic, high atmospheric pressure, and weak wind shear that allowed this cyclone to brew. They say wind speeds of 250 kilometers per hour, so do the math with miles per hour, were recorded as it hit land, which is a lot. And that's probably maybe, what, 160? We've seen speeds of 183 miles per hour. This is the strongest storm ever to form in the Atlantic. People are saying, is it a Category 6? Right now, I don't think there's any such thing as a Category 6. So they say it started off the west of Guinea-Bissau, Africa, 10 days ago. There was classified into a summer storm and a Cape Verde hurricane. After it made its way west with the Cape Verde Islands, and they called it. I tell you, the weather center, they called it. They're like, we better watch this Irma. And I hate to say it because this is not a time to boast, but remember we were doing predictions for hurricanes? And I think I said I didn't like Irma. I really didn't like Gert. But thank God Gert didn't do the damage. Gert, that just scared me. But Irma, I don't know. Irma's kind of, you know. So a lot of people called this one, unfortunately. And they said after it made its way west, then it traveled towards the Caribbean. And it made a beeline. Became a Category 2 storm within a day. By September 5, it became a Category 5 hurricane by the next day. Peak intensity, and people were preparing. Florida has been all over it. They have been ready. In fact, Governor Rick Scott has been doing multiple press releases, multiple warnings. You know, from what we understand, people are running out of gas. There's gas shortages. People are trying to gas up to evacuate, but there's not enough gas. So today he said, look, for those of you guys that need gas, call this number. So hopefully they can bring gas out to people. The other thing, too, is people don't know where to evacuate to. You know, when you're looking at this hurricane projected path, it looks like it takes up most of Florida. I mean, maybe Tallahassee will be okay. But when you're talking about evacuating Miami, where to go? Can't go up to Fort Lauderdale or, you know, even Orlando. Disney World is apparently closing down in preparation of this. So, you know, we're almost talking you have to leave the state. So, you know, these hurricanes or typhoons or cyclones, depending on where they occur, they're bad. And they say tropical cyclones that form over the Atlantic Ocean or the Eastern Pacific we call the hurricanes. And, you know, where no matter how they're called, you know, they're basically these engines that pull up warm, moist air as fuel, and they feed on itself. And they like to be in water near the equator. And the warm, moist air of the ocean rises up near the surface, causes the air to move up and away from the surface. Then there's less air left near the surface. And then warm air rises, causing a lower air pressure below. And with all our physics background, I don't have much of a physics background, but you end up starting to churn and start to make a pressure kind of cooker of a storm. And the higher air pressure pushes into the low pressure area, and you start getting this churning. It's a lot more scientific than that. We need somebody smarter to explain it than me. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
North Korea. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And again, you know, big thanks to you all. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, guys, did you hear about this? This is pretty cool. There is a pen that can identify cancer in about 10 seconds. All right, now when I saw this, I was like, wait, We've been hearing about Star Trek cool type of stuff for a long time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you going to, like, really say that we have this? But here's the thing. I mean, this is as close to Star Trek cool as we could get. It's a handheld device. This is according to scientists at the University of Texas. This is really cool. Okay, let me kind of, you know, wiggle in my chair and realign my hemorrhoid pillow so I can really get in good, you know, to talk about this and get comfy, okay? Because, you know, hold on to your seat. So this is kind of interesting stuff. Okay, they say this is a handheld device, and it can identify cancerous tissue in about 10 seconds. And this could hopefully allow somebody to remove a tumor quicker, safer, and more precise. And this was published in Science Translational Medicine. And it suggests that the technology is about 96% accurate, 96% of the time. It's called the Mass Spec Pen. M-A-S-S-P-E-C, Mass Spec Pen. And how it works is the pen is touched onto a suspected cancer, and it releases a little tiny droplet of water. Chemicals inside the living cells will move into this little baby droplet of water. Then the pen sucks this water back up and analyzes it. The pen is plugged into a mass spectrometer. And it can measure the mass of thousands of chemicals, like, pretty fast, like within seconds. So in a way, it could then read a chemical fingerprint that cancer gives off. And by a pen, it's a small handheld device, so they could do that droplet of water, drop it on there, pick up, and see. And they say the challenge is surgeons, you know, have to find the border between the cancer and normal tissue. With some tumors, it's obvious. For others, the boundary, you know, could be kind of blurred. So you see, what they could do with this pen is to make sure that no cancer was left behind. That's what's so cool about this. So, you know, as you're picking off the tumor, like thyroid cancer, remember I told you how thyroid cancer can basically, you know, you may think, oh, it's just a little mass on the thyroid, but then you go in and you see cancer all up and down the neck, et cetera. So, you know, when they need to debulk and clean that out, you know, you don't want them to cut more than they have to, so you want some precision there. So if they could use, you know, a pen type of, I don't know, contraption such as this, that could really, really make, you know, make a difference, and only by dropping a little bit of water. Very cool. They say if you remove too little tissue, any remaining cancer cells will grow into another tumor. But if you take too much, you could cause tissue damage. Livia Erbelin, assistant professor of chemistry at the University of Texas, Austin, told the BBC what's exciting about this technology is how clearly it meets a clinical need. The tool is elegant and simple and can be in the hands of surgeons. So the technology was tested on 253 samples as part of a study. The plan is to continue testing to refine the device before trialing it during operations next year. The pen currently analyzes a patch of tissue about 1.5 millimeters across, but the researchers have already developed pens that are even more refined that can even test a 0.6 millimeter piece of tissue. This is very, very cool. These mass spectrometers, man, I worked with them when I worked at the EPA. They just pick up. It's amazing how these machines could do it, and I can't really explain the science behind it. But basically, if they use like chemical tags, or if they pick something up and they have something on the other within the contraption or within the instrument that knows how to read the interaction between the chemical tags, that can then allow some data. With spectrometer, there's a lot more going on with that, but it's very, very cool. So, Dr. James Solberg, one of the researchers, the head of endocrine surgery, said, anytime we could offer a patient more precise surgery, we should do it. So good. All right. Mass spec pen. By the way, there's a team at Imperial College London that have developed a knife that, quote, smells the tissue it cuts. And it, quote, unquote, smells it, even though it's not like really, really smelling it, to see if it's removing cancer. Then there's a team at Harvard using lasers to analyze how much of brain cancer to remove. You know, like, for example, John McCain with his glioblastoma. They removed the tumor, but did they scoop it all out, or were they little microscopic pieces that were left behind? So, excuse me, these are kinds of things that, you know, we need to be all over when it comes to our oncologic research and progress. So very, very cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not so cool. A 26-year-old Chinese woman jumped from a hospital window in northern Shaanxi province. This was about a week or two ago. Because she was in labor, the pain was unbearable, she wanted a C-section, but the family wouldn't allow it. So she killed herself. Hu Jonghui, a doctor at Yulin No. 1 Hospital, told China Economic Daily that Ms. Ma left the ward twice, told her family that the pain was unbearable going through labor, and that she wanted a C-section, but the family was not willing to allow the procedure. 26 years old. Her husband denies this, saying, "We did not disagree to a cesarean." So a statement from the hospital says Ms. Ma was 41 weeks pregnant. So 41 weeks means the baby is a little overdue. Okay, we usually don't want you to go past 40, 41 weeks because otherwise the baby gets too big. And they say the doctors had decided that the baby, the fetal head circumference, could pose an issue. The hospital said that when medical staff sought the family's opinion, going, you know, maybe because of the large head circumference, you know, maybe we should consider C-section, the family said they understood but refused a surgery and wanted to keep the situation under observation. Now, the hospital statement does not elaborate on the family member's relationship to the patient. Now, the father confirmed that his wife, the father of the baby, that his wife had left the ward twice in pain. He said the situation made him anxious and that he asked the doctor to find someone familiar with cesarean procedures. He said that by the time he got off the phone, his wife had disappeared. Knowing my wife's character, I did not think she would have had such a strong reaction. Chinese law stipulates that medical staff must seek permission from family members before carrying out surgical procedures. The people want to know why the pregnant patient couldn't decide on her own. So, I guess C-sections, they used to be favored because they were more advanced, less painful. And, I'm not sure why that started to fall out of favor. You know, I mean, you would think C-sections would not be something that people would be concerned about. I mean, you know, people would say, well, gosh, if you have a C-section, then it's going to be a lot harder for you to have a vaginal delivery later. No, people have VBACs, vaginal births after a C-section many times. Now, older C-section procedures, yes, could unfortunately interfere with you being able to go through a normal labor. And unfortunately, the older C-sections, the way the incision was, could make the uterus so weak that the uterus could rupture in the middle of the contractions of labor. Now, though, they've figured out a way how to do transverse cuts, etc., such that you wouldn't rupture if you decide to go through a vaginal delivery. So, you know, C-sections don't have that stigma anymore. I mean, this is something that, you know, that people are pretty, you know, comfortable with. Now, C-sections do carry slightly higher risk, all right? You can still have a ruptured uterus. You can still have anesthesia issues, etc. But this woman was in so much pain that she decided to kill herself. And can pain, you know, put you in that mindset? It can. And it's a shame because I don't think she was thinking clearly, but she was in so much pain that she thought that was her only option. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of sad. They say that children who live near the World Trade Centers during September 11th can face future health risks. according to researchers. It's been about 17 years, right? No, 16 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks. And it just, I mean, you know, we all remember where we were, you know, when we saw it happen. I was, my kid was about a year and a half. And we were in our apartment. My husband was walking the dog. And, you know, we saw one plane hit, you know, one of the World Trade Centers. And we're like, oh, my gosh, that's a horrible plane crash. This is crazy. How, oh, my gosh, how did it, you know, go off path and hit a World Trade Center? And then all of a sudden, we saw the second one hit while we were watching the news. And we felt we were under attack. We lost thousands and thousands of Americans. And it just was and people of other countries. And it was just, it was one of the scariest things we've ever witnessed. And obviously emotionally scarred us. But what about the people that lived near the area? And they say children who lived in Lower Manhattan were exposed to the toxic cloud of debris, and they will now be at increased risk of heart disease, according to this new analysis published in the Journal of Environmental International. Researchers for NYU Langone Health looked at blood tests of 308 children, about half of whom were in contact with the dust on or after 9/11. They found that kids whose blood contained chemicals known to be in the debris had elevated levels of artery-hardening fats in their blood. Those chemicals came from fumes emitted as electronics and furniture that were burned during the attacks. Children who lived near the World Trade Center fires were exposed to much higher levels of these chemicals than children who were not in the city on the day of the attack. If left unchecked, these levels of fat in the blood can lead to blood vessel blockages and heart attacks. See, so you wonder, okay, why fat? Why would there be elevated levels of LDL or cholesterol? Well, my guess is that's a response to the injury. You know, maybe the body, when it senses the stress and the inflammation and, issues the body is now exposed to that it was never designed to be exposed to, I wonder if it's a defense mechanism where the body starts to make extra fat. So, they say, since September 11th, we have focused a lot of attention on the psychological and mental fallout from witnessing the tragedy, but only now are the potential physical consequences of being within the disaster zone itself becoming clear. That's according to health epidemiologist Leonardo Transonde, associate professor at NYU School of Medicine. And the damage isn't necessarily, though, irreparable, he said. These risk factors can be addressed through diet and exercise. So they hope that early intervention could alleviate some of the dangers to health posed by the disaster. Yeah, you know, I think one thing we're learning, like we're seeing with Harvey, or we saw with, you know, September 11th and firefighters being at risk for cancer and multiple different types of cancer, et cetera, is I think one thing we're realizing is when you are dealt one hell of a blow, whether it's a terrorist attack, whether it's a natural disaster, you have the initial fallout. And that initial fallout is death and mayhem and destruction and trauma and psychological ramifications, and it's bad. But then you have the years later ramifications of it, okay? Like Hurricane Katrina, right? People are still, you know, not better from having been displaced, from having lost loved ones, lost pets, lost their belongings, you know, car accidents. I've seen people have had car accidents and they're never the same again. Rape victims, never the same again. And so I think we really underestimate the long-term issues. And you know, it's very costly to consider those. You know, we were talking about the health risks of Harvey, right? You know, right now we're so concerned with Irma that we forget that Houston is still, you know, trying to recover from Harvey. And there's still flood waters. It's going to take a while for that to recede and people then figuring out what to do with their homes and if they have mold and et cetera. But, you know, we were talking about a couple weeks ago the health risks that Harvey is unfortunately putting their southern Texas and eastern Texas residents through. And these health risks can go on for a very, very long time. You start building up mold in your house, that could be affecting you for months or years. All right? You get a bad infectious disease, or you get exposed to chemicals in the flood water. Right? And, you know, they talked about, well, what we need to do is make sure we have counseling, make sure we have, you know, counselors on hand. That's true. You need people there for the initial fallout. But what about later? You know, we don't have time. We don't have money. Yes, we have funds now for firefighters that were exposed and volunteers and people who helped, you know, with the recovery during the World Trade Center bombing back in 2001. We do have funds and, you know, but, you know, is it enough? Yeah, and we just don't, you know, take into account the long-term fallout. And so now we have kids that were exposed to this. And they're talking about kids. I don't know if they're also studying adults as well. But, I mean, we could be looking at 30, 40, 50-year ramifications. I mean, you know, did we study what happened with the soldiers in Pearl Harbor? You know, what happened after those battleships were destroyed and them breathing in the toxic fumes, et cetera? What made September 11th so... you know, what made September 11th so unique was, you know, you had an airplane acting as a missile, and the heat that that explosion caused, you know, altered structures, altered chemicals, altered things that were just sitting there, papers and plastics and things like that. And then on top of that, you had, I don't know if there was asbestos, but you also had what was in buildings, all right, and stuff that could have been, you know, I don't know, within the walls for decades when the World Trade Centers were built. And so when that came crashing down, and you had the smoke, and you had the burning, and you had the clouds and the dust, all right, and the spume of it, or thrust of it into the air, you know, it wasn't anything that humans were designed to have, see, breathe in, be exposed to. You know, it still blows my mind that one of the World Trade Center bombers was, you know, in my, in the urgent care that I worked at. And I saw him, and I, you know, I kind of got the heebie-jeebies from him, but I just thought, well, maybe it's because he's sick. You know, but I see sick people all the time. You know, why? He just seemed weird. He just seemed despondent. And I didn't think anything of it until days later when I saw him on TV when they figured out who the World Trade Center bombers were. And I was like, but he was just in Vegas. And then it turned out that many of them were in Las Vegas before they ended up, you know, doing what they did. So very, very frightening stuff. We'll keep you guys posted on this. You know, for those of you that do think that you have any possible issues or fallout, this article was written by the New York Post. So, you know, maybe you could reach out to them, reach out to NYU School of Medicine, because it sounds like they are doing studies. And, you know, for those of you that feel like you wouldn't qualify for certain funding, you know, for some of the health conditions that you may have as a result of that, sometimes contacting the university, because if they're doing studies, you could be possibly enrolled in a study, and, you know, that could, help in terms of, you know, the financial aspect of you getting treatment. You know, and, you know, don't be afraid, you know, with anything you've had, whether it's a car accident, a rape, whether it's an attack or a tour of duty. You know, this idea of, I don't want to see a counselor or see a therapist or see a shrink. I mean, first of all, stop calling them shrinks. That's stupid. I don't know why people call psychologists shrink. It's a dumb term. Like, we all need help. In fact, I would make an argument that even people that don't feel like they're suffering from mental illness should have some sort of, you know, grooming, mental, you know, kind of grooming and, you know, steering type of thing. 1-877-DOCZELLY. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements
Americans for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.